Hello and beautiful greetings to you. It is an honor to be in your screens today. Today I bring you a prophetic word concerning the nation Nigeria. 2023 is around the corner and a lot of people are asking questions. Now, the Lord is so gracious in granting revelation so that His people can prepare, can know how to navigate the waters that is coming, know how to walk in the midst of tumultuous moments and hold on to the purposes of the God and advance purposes of the Lord Jesus and advance the kingdom of the Lord in the circumstances that is coming. Now, there are principles of righteousness and justice that determines how leadership, kings, political leadership that rule over the resources of the land is chosen in the kingdom. Several times the Lord sends prophet ahead of time to announce to the people what is coming, to prepare their minds, to get them in, to get them the counsel that they need to march in the seasons that were coming ahead of them. A lot of things play a role in the decision making as to what the next president, what the next presidential cycle, the next dispensation of leadership is going to bring. One key thing the scripture reveals through a number of instances is that the activities of the present dispensation of leadership plays a very significant role in what the next dispensation of leadership will be able to accomplish, will bring, and who the next leader will be, and what the character of his leadership will bring to the people and to the nation. We see this in the scriptures in the time of Hezekiah. Hezekiah had been, the Lord sent the prophet Isaiah to speak to the king Hezekiah and told him to prepare his house, make his house ready for he was going to come home. Hezekiah went on and repented, sought the Lord, and the Lord sent the prophet Isaiah back to him, giving him 15 more years. Now, within this 15 more years, something significant transpired. The king Hezekiah opened up the door of the treasuries to the son of the king of Babylon, and that cost a lot for the children of Israel. Now, the scripture records in 2 Kings how that King Hezekiah opened up the door for the son of the king of Babylon and brought him into the treasuries of Israel and showed him everything. Now, by reason of that, by reason of doing that, the prophet Isaiah gave him a word. I'm going to read this so that you can understand this a lot better, from 2 Kings chapter 20 from verse 12. At that time, Berodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah. For he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick, and Hezekiah hearkened unto them, and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasuries. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What say this man, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And Isaiah said unto them, Hear the word of the Lord. You see, because of what he did, he didn't understand the significance of opening up the treasuries for the son or an emissary from Babylon, a Gentile nation, to come in and what? And spy out their wealth and look into it. And he saw their account balances. He saw everything about them. So Isaiah said to him in verse 17, Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and all that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord, and of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. You see that word. Verse 18, it says, And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away. So you see, the actions of King Hezekiah brought about a sentence. Okay, not only did he open door to show them, by reason of him doing that, he allowed the sole of their feet to step into the sacred treasuries of Israel. He already did what? Brought them to possess it. And so by reason of that principle of the sole of your feet stepping on the grounds and you possess it, he already opened up the treasuries of what? Of Israel to be possessed by what? By Babylon. But the thing is, that punishment was not going to be effected in his own tenure, in the time of his kingship. It was going to be effected in the time of what? Of what? The next president, the next king, and this was supposed to be what? His sons. So you see that. So you see how that what? By the activities of what? Of a present dispensation of leadership, it already determines and creates what? What will happen in what? In the next dispensation. So at this, from what we see, we can tell that what? The nation was going to be taken captive, Babylon, and what? Their treasuries. So they were going to have economic difficulty by reason of what? This act. So the next presidential dispensation was set up for another, for a serious trouble. We see this pattern again revealed in the time of King Ahab. The scripture records how King Ahab connived with Jezebel to take the land of a man named Naboth. Okay? And at the point of conspiring to kill him and take his land, the Lord sent Elijah the prophet to King Ahab and told him, okay, by reason of what you've done, the very place where you killed this man and blood leaked his blood will be the very place that what? That you will be killed and what? And the blood and the dogs will lick thy blood. But it also came with something. The word was not going to be fulfilled in his own time. It was going to be fulfilled after his days, in the time of his son, when his son becomes what? So the next king, in time of the next presidential cycle, that punishment was going to begin. Very, very significant. I'll read that from 1 Kings chapter 21. This is when Elijah went and was sent by the Lord to go and speak to Ahab. And the word of the Lord, 1 Kings 21:17, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. Now, at this point, Ahab went and cried out in repentance, and then the Lord sent Elijah the second time. You see that in verse 28 of the same chapter, 1 Kings 21. So I'll read from verse 28 now. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days. That means the next presidential cycle, during the time of the next president, will I bring the evil? That's the judgment that has been determined upon his house. Very, very important. So you see how a presidential cycle can commit certain things. Okay? And what? The Lord leaves up what? The judgment for what? For the next presidential cycle. So the next cycle begins to do what? Is set up to do it, to take the heat, okay, take the punishment, and then it rubs off on the people of the land. So the next presidential season was going to go through a whole lot of chaos. And so the scripture goes further to record how that was after the time of Ahab's son, and after the time of Ahab, then came Ahab's son. And while Ahab's son was reigning, there was a time when, while Ahab's son was reigning, Hazael became king of Syria and also was an oppressor to the Israelites. Because the Lord had already told Elijah, as recorded in 1 Kings chapter 19, to anoint Jehu to be king over Israel. Okay? Let me read that in 1 Kings chapter 19 from 16 to 17. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. So you see that there had been a prophetic word for the kingship of Jehu to arise at a certain time. But you see, that kingship of Jehu was going to be what? One, the instrument by which God will implement what? The judgment on the house of Ahab. So you see how that the activities of Ahab was going to do what? Determine what? Who the next king will be, okay? And what the season of his reign will bring. Okay? So the same thing happened in the time of King Hezekiah. The scripture, as we read, showed how that because of the transgression of the King Hezekiah in bringing the son of the king of Babylon into the treasuries of Israel, his son that were supposed to reign under him would be captive, which eventually means that they would not be able to lead, but what the nation will be ruled by Babylonians. You see that now. So the activities of a present dispensation of leadership is what is weighed before God, is what comes up before God. And you see, whether in righteousness or in justice, in the time of Hezekiah, it was a decree unto judgment, okay? In the time of Ahab, it was a decree unto redemption. So the decree unto redemption was that God will now raise up a Jehu who will do what? Now come and destroy the house of Ahab and the evil works that he has done. But you see, the time of King Ahab was what? A decree unto punishment. So the sons that were supposed to reign in his stead would lose their place to Babylon. So it's very, very, and a very, very important principle. And this is something we are beginning to see play out in the nation Nigeria. Now, very, very significant things the Lord has shown me over the cycles of time that we are experiencing. The first is the time, the 2015, the first elections of the present administration, then 2019 and then 2023. I'm going to be sharing three significant revelations showing us what we had experienced, what we are experiencing, and what we are going to experience, and a counsel from the Lord Jesus to the body of Christ so that we begin to prepare ourselves to be aligned to how he will steward and keep us in the days that is coming. Now in the 2015 election took place on 28th of March 2015, and I had this very profound experience on the 28th of March. In that experience, I was praying and I was spending time in fellowship, and I just had a very quick vision. In the vision, I saw the then president, Goodluck Jonathan, seated on a wheelchair, and I began to ponder. I said, what does this mean? After a while of praying and fellowship, I went to bed and I had a very profound dream. In this dream, I saw a very vicious horseman. He began to emerge from the moon, and he shot, all of his being was fire, okay? He shot into the sun three times, retreated back into the moon, shot again into the sun three times, retreated for the second time, and came out the third time and shot into the sun three times. Now, after he did that, I was in a building where there were a lot of people gathered around me, and I began to share with them the meaning of that. And so I was sharing with them how the enemy was going to be using this to bring attacks against people. Okay? Now, after I left that scene where I was teaching people, I was now on the ground floor outside the building, and then there were lots of cows. There were hordes of cows, and they were chasing me furiously. And so I began running around the building until I climbed up a wall, and then I woke up. Now, that very first tenure was what we saw, the menace of the headsman that was ravaging everywhere, causing troubles and encroaching into people's lands. Now, this became what? The most significant troubling issue that we experienced within the presidential season of 2015 to 2019. Now, during the week of the elections in 2019, I had another very profound dream. In that dream, I was walking in the streets of Nigeria, and I began to see that there were very little economic activities, very, very little activities taking place. The whole place was really, really silent. And so I began to hear an announcement in the atmosphere that they have stopped Nigeria's money from coming in internationally. Okay, this dream was in February, the week of the elections. And so as I heard that announcement very loud in the sky, I understood when I woke up that this points to what? Monetary issues that we were going to be experiencing. Now, while I continued to walk in the dream and I heard that announcement, I eventually arrived at a place of a mountain, like a rock. Okay? Then I saw this woman that had people around her, like children that worshipped her, and I knew that she had kidnapped them. Okay? So I woke up from that dream discerning two things. We were going to be having issues, monetary issues. I didn't understand it at that time, but we are seeing what has become of the currency in terms of exchange rate and in terms of Nigeria's currency amongst other countries. Now, at the same time, we've also seen the stronghold of kidnapping and banditry. This is a strange being I saw seated that had children around her, people around her, and they bowed to worship her. So this is what the Lord showed me concerning 2019 to the 2023 presidential election cycle. Now, very recently, as far as around April, the Lord began visiting me concerning what is coming in 2023. Now, this is quite stunning, but the Lord shows that there is a way out for His people who will walk in His ways. Now, in April, the very first dream of many revelations I began to have, many dreams, many visions, and some the Lord began to speak very clearly to me. The very first dream, I saw a being walking into the office of the president, okay? He had the head of a goat and the body of a man. Now, this is prophetic language, and it basically speaks of the place where the next president will come in. I would not go further into that in this moment. But in the dream, I had people around me, and I began to tell them what we were going to experience during his presidential reign. I began to say that employers will only employ people who bow to that being. Okay? Literally speaking, those who will yield and submit to what that being represented. Now, two, in another revelation, the Lord showed me that salaries were going to be slashed significantly, and there was a lot of complaining in the land. Now, the third, the Lord showed me, was food. There was no food in the land. But in this dream where the Lord showed me this, He showed me that there were people who had a document. It was like a white paper. It was like a legal right to food. So regardless of the fact that there was little or no food in the land, there were people who had the seal of God upon them. Okay? There was a commandment and a covenant upon them that provision must be made for them. Okay, this is the most important part of this message. Okay? There is gonna be a people, if we walk in, and this is very, very important to the church, to the body of Christ. Okay? If we walk in financial covenant, in obedience and financial covenant to the Lord Jesus Christ, He will establish seals upon our lives that will ensure that the angels of God will always gather provisions to us in the time and the seasons that is coming. So this is the most important thing. And lastly, the fourth thing the Lord has shown me concerning what's coming in the next presidential cycle, beginning 2023, is I saw in the National Assembly, and the conversation was about decision. It was about division. Okay, the very people who claim to be speaking for unity were the ones instigating division. Okay, then in another revelation, the Lord showed me something concerning PDP. Okay, there would be an opportunity for PDP to be a voice in the National Assembly. And the opportunity is so that they can push back the attempt to use the National Assembly to bring division and continue to do what? Hold this nation together. And so I saw PDP having a voice in the National Assembly. Okay? Now, this is not necessarily about parties. This is not necessarily about the revelation of the figures and the personalities. In a subsequent broadcast, if the Lord would permit me, I would speak about particular personalities that will occupy particular seats. But this is about the Lord saying, this is what we will experience in the time of this reign. And this is what he is calling his people to begin to do. Begin to seek the Lord. How would he lead you to establish a financial covenant? Okay, how will he lead you to begin to do what? Establish financial covenants over your life, over your family, over your businesses, over the things that he's entrusted to you, over your church, over your assembly, so that in the times that is coming, there will be a seal of God on your head that will ensure that you will continue to do what? Have provision, just the same way there was provision for Isaac. Isaac stayed in the land in the midst of famine, and what? There was provision for him. The covenant on Abraham had rubbed off on him, that the angels of God had to be there to ensure that there was provision for him. And so this is going to be very important in the seasons that we are in. And this is what the Lord is bringing our attentions to. And so this is the message to you. This is the call to the body of Christ. This is a call to understand the times and the seasons that we are. There is a promise of a Jehu. But you see, the promise of a Jehu began even with the word of Elijah, when Elijah was still in Israel, when he had not been taken up by the Lord. And so, but you see, the promise of a Jehu did not become fulfilled until at the later end of the days of Elisha, where Elisha was even weak enough and he had to send one of his servants to go and anoint a Jehu. But you see, the Jehu did not emerge on the scene until the cycle of Ahab had been fulfilled, the cycle of Ahab's son had been fulfilled, and they had gone through the oppression that they would go through in the hands of the Syrians. And so at the end of that, when the cup of iniquity was filled, and then that party had filled up their cup of iniquity, then what did the Lord do? Then the Lord sent and released Elisha, said it's time to go and anoint Jehu. And the moment the anointing came on Jehu, he came and pulled down the strongholds of Ahab, and then the party leadership, the household of Ahab, and then what? A whole new season of leadership, righteous leadership, began to emerge. So between the times when we arrive at the promise of a righteous leader, the Lord brings revelation and wisdom so that what? His body can know how to walk. His body can know how to walk. The body of Christ can know how to do what? Begin to walk in the wisdom and in the revelation of God, so that she will be righteously preserved in a time of famine that is coming. This is the word of the Lord to the nation of Nigeria at this point. It's an honor to bring you this word, and I trust that the Lord Jesus will bring more revelation and more understanding concerning days and the times that we live in. And so I would encourage you to subscribe to this channel for other revelations, for teachings, as there will be publications and teachings to stir up and build your faith for all that is coming in the times ahead. I appreciate your listening.